Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
You obey the Word of God. The people that I'm preaching to are sowers of the seed. You pray. When you got baptized, you were obeying the Lord. When you tithe, when you give, when you witness, when you come to church, you are sowing the seed. And you're supposed to reap a great harvest from that. Some people don't ever sow for a variety of reasons. That's not you. You're sowers. Some people don't sow because they don't have faith. They don't think that if they sow it, it's going to come back up. Some don't sow because the Bible said they observed the wind. And they said, oh, trouble is here. I better hold on to this. Some people don't sow because there's a famine. The Bible said about Isaac that he sowed in the famine. And what did he do? He reaped 100-fold. I told you last week about reaping 100-fold. I hesitate about telling you these stories that happened to me, lest you think that I am bragging. I'm not bragging, because my self-righteousness is as filthy rags. It's not anything I do. It's what God does. So I'm not talking to those that haven't sown today. I'm talking to you that have sown a lot of seed. And there's a lot of you that have got a lot of seed in the ground, and you haven't reaped your harvest yet. And the Lord sent me today to tell you that your harvest is near, and you are about to reap a harvest. Some of you have been sowing for a few months. Some of you have been sowing for a year. Some of you have been sowing for decades. And you have got a harvest that is amazing, and you are about to reap it. You know, I like the verse in Amos. He said, my seed is not still in the barn. I want to tell you what, my seed is not in the barn. My seed is in the ground. And when I go to the hospital, praise God, when the devil comes in like a need presents, this, you know, it flooded for us here at the Fender household. You know, it flooded. 13 people have drowned in San Antonio and still several missing. We had a real flood here. It flooded our rent houses. It flooded our gym. It messed up the parking lot. Our air conditioning went out. My electric gate wouldn't work. Just one thing after another. And then Friday night, Pastor Becky and I was at the ranch with Sean, and we were sleeping, and all of a sudden, I'd just been watching all the thing with Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Israel and the war between Iran, and all of a sudden, it's about, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the morning, and boom! It sounded like our house had been bombed. I thought they've missed Tel Aviv. They've hit my house. And when I woke up, my ceiling had fallen into my bedroom. It just missed Pastor Becky and myself, and the ceiling fan could have fallen. It could have killed us right there. But the whole ceiling fell in our bedroom. What had happened was the drain line on the air conditioner had stopped up. All the sheetrock had got wet, and it had fallen. And Sean came running in there from another bedroom, and he said, what happened? And he looked at that mess. It took us hours just to clean it up. And now you can just stand in our bedroom. You can look all the way to the roof. It's just been one of those weeks. But Sean came in, and he looked at it a while, and you know what he said? He said, at least we don't live in Tel Aviv. And so we had to praise God. It was not a good day, but you know what? When the devil attacks, and Becky said, I realize what an attack is. Just too many bad things happen, and you realize it in his attack. But you know what you say when that happens? You say, I am a sower, and I am getting ready to harvest. God has guaranteed us a harvest. My seed is sown. The word of God is obeyed, and I've not left my seed in the barn, as Haggai 2:19 says. I am now where Joel 2 says, God is restoring the years and the caterpillar and the cankerworm that has tried to destroy my harvest is bound, and praise God, God is getting ready to give me a harvest that I have never had in all of my life. And friend, my life is not over because I am getting ready to experience the greatest harvest. And folks, I've already harvested the blessing. I've harvested the blessing of healing. I've harvested the blessing of money. And now I'm getting ready to harvest the biggest harvest of my lifetime. Say not 4 months and then the harvest. The fields are white, all ready to harvest. I'm getting ready to sow. I'm getting ready to reap the harvest of souls, the greatest harvest. Folks, I've been preaching 60 years now nearly, and I want to tell you that I believe that I'm going to see more souls saved in the days to come than I've seen in the past 60 years. Pastor Becky said it. We are living in the end time. When you see what's happening in Israel, do you like the terminology? Like they're using the terminology. One of their weapons is the sword of Gideon. I mean, this stuff is just right out of the Bible that's happening in the Middle East. We are at the end time, but the end time guarantees us a harvest. I'm telling you that you need to get ready for a harvest. And here were these Israelites, and their harvest was totally stolen. And God said, I am upset that you are letting your harvest be stolen. And I want to tell some people in this church that you've sown seed for years, but the devil has been stealing your harvest. But we're going to reverse that curse. And Israel began to reverse that. And here's the way they did it. The Bible tells us that the reason why the devil was able to steal the harvest is because they were living in evil. What was that? They had forsaken the God of Israel, and they were living in idolatry. Do you know who your God is? The first thing, if you want to reap your harvest, you need to establish the identity of your God. Your God is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the only God. There are not many gods. There are not many ways. There is one God. And we are here to worship that God. We are here to praise that God. His name is Jesus. He is Lord of all. And so the first thing, if you are going to begin to reap your harvest and take that harvest the devil is trying to steal, you need to declare that the Lord Jesus Christ is your God and there is none other. Secondly, the Bible said that he said to Gideon, said, you are a mighty man of valor. You need to declare who you are. You're not a grasshopper. You are strong in the Lord. The Lord has done a great work in you. You are something. You're not like the world. You're born again. You're saved. You're washed in his blood. You're filled with his spirit. You are anointed. What's happening to the world is not happening to you. This is going to be your greatest day. This is your harvest time. It's a day of glad tidings. It's a day of great reward. We are Pentecostal people. What does that mean? That means we have received the power of the Holy Spirit. And the day of Pentecost was a day of rejoicing. It was a day of harvest. This is our greatest day. We stand at the apex of harvest. The best things that have ever happened to you are going to happen to you in the days to come. Some of you have been living for God a long time, and your children are still not saved. It's harvest time for your children. It's harvest time for your children. They're going to wake up and see the news on the television. They're going to realize that mother and daddy are right. And before long, they're going to be sitting right beside you. And they're going to be worshiping the Lord. And they're going to be praising God with you. It's the day of the harvest. The devil is not going to steal our harvest. It's harvest time in our life. It's harvest time in our family. It's harvest time in our church. Establish your identity in Christ. Declare that your God is God. Obey the word of God and realize it's not might and it's not power, but it's the Spirit of the Lord. You know, the Bible said that God raised up Gideon, and Gideon became their leader. And when Gideon looked at the Midianites and the Amalekites, he realized that they were hopelessly outnumbered. And he said, there's too many people against us. We're too few. And God said, no, you're not too few. He said, you are too many. And there were 32,000 Israelites. And God said, tell all the Israelites that are afraid to go home. And Gideon jumps up and said, if you're afraid, go home. He had no idea. You're talking about a church split. 22,000 people walked out at one time. And Gideon was shocked. He said, God, I had 32,000. That wasn't enough. Now I've only got 10,000. That's definitely not enough. And God said, that's still too many. He put him to the water test. He said, tell him to go down and drink at the river. Everybody that drinks like a dog gets down on all fours. He said, that's one group. He said, separate them. And he said, the other group that takes their hand and brings the water to the mouth, you put them in another group. And so when he did that, 9,700 people bowed on their knees and they began to drink water like a dog. And 300 took water and put it to their mouth. And Gideon said, I'm going to lose 300 people. God said, no, you're not. You're going to lose 9,700 people. He said, tell the 9,700 people leave now. And he said, get the 300 people you've got left. That's all he had was 300. Friend, it's not the might of flesh. When I tell you a story about how God's blessed me and healed me, how God's given me money, I'm not bragging on the flesh. The Bible said, God said, you can't have 32,000 people lest you say Israel by our own hand. We vaunt ourselves and say we've saved ourselves. Folks, I want to tell you, you're saved, but you're saved by God's Spirit. You're saved by God's blood. God is going to give you a harvest, not because you're perfect, but because He is perfect. The greatest harvest of your life, the devil wants to steal it, but he's not going to. The devil is going to be defeated by a very few people. And God said, divide him into companies of 100. And so they divided in three companies, 100. He said, take your candle and light it. Put it under a pitcher. Sound your trumpet. And I am going to give the increase. You know what God is telling this church? Put your faith in God. Don't put it in money. Don't put it in people. Don't put it in religion. Put it in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in this church. God is able to heal you. God is able to save your family. God is able to give your increase. Break your pitcher. Let your light shine. Sound your trumpet and begin to praise God. And when Israel began to praise God, suddenly that enemy that had been destroying their harvest, stealing their harvest, was defeated. Suddenly the Midianites were destroyed, and they were totally defeated. When you began to put your trust in God, what does it do? The psalmist David said, it puts the demons in chains. It binds them. It sets them free. In the Bible, we set forth the praisers, and the enemy is defeated. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not a denominational church. We are a Holy Ghost church. When we praise God, angels come. When we praise God, demons leave. When we praise God, the harvest is ours. Can I tell you right now, you're going to deposit money you haven't worked for? Can I tell you right now, God is going to send people to you. You're going to lead to Christ. The harvest is coming. The devil is not going to steal your harvest. Can I tell you that your daughter's about to get saved, that your mother-in-law's about to come to Christ, that our greatest day is right before us? Can I tell you that Living Way Church, one of the biggest church auditoriums in San Antonio, can I tell you that this building is too small because I hear the sound in the mulberry tree. The harvest is about to manifest. Praise God. This is our best day. This is our best hour. And Midianites and Amalekites, we've got you on the run in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can you give God praise? I want you right now to begin to confess your harvest. I want you to begin to confess your harvest. I don't know what your harvest is. Maybe you need a job. Maybe you need money. Maybe you need a husband or a wife. I saw a woman on there. She said, I'm confessing I'm going to get my husband this month. That wasn't a woman here. It was a woman in Phoenix. I know her, though. She's beautiful. I don't even know why she don't have a husband already. I don't know what your harvest is, but I'm going to tell you, if you will put your trust in the Lord, God is getting ready to deliver you a harvest like you have never, ever seen. I want you to begin to confess your harvest right now. You know, the Bible said that one of the reasons why the Midianites were able to steal their harvest, they were fearful and they hid in caves. Friend, get out of your cave. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him on your job. Praise Him in your house. Begin to confess who you are. One of the reasons why that they were able to steal the harvest of Israel, they forgot what the Lord had done. The Lord reminded, He said, I delivered you out of Egypt. I brought you out of slavery. Can you look in the mirror and say, I ain't who I used to be? I'm not what I used to be. I'm delivered from bondage. I'm delivered from slavery. I'm delivered from drugs. I'm delivered from alcoholism. I'm delivered from fear. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm coming out of my cave, and I'm confessing that the harvest is mine. I'm claiming my family. I'm claiming my kids. I'm claiming my job. I'm claiming my house. I'm claiming my money. I'm claiming my health in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe that we are on the verge of the greatest harvest of our household and our church house that we have ever seen. It ought to make you praise God. It ought to make you go into the streets praising God. It ought to put you in the aisle praising God. It ought to put you in your house praising God. You ought to praise God in front of your brothers and sisters. You ought to praise God in front of the enemy. Look what the Lord is doing. He has changed my life. I challenge you that right now you'll begin to confess your harvest. If you've got children that are not saved, you ought to begin to scream out their name right now. Just call your daughter's name. Call your son's name. Call your daddy's name. Call your mama's name. If you need a job, call it out. If you need health, call it out. Just begin to call the harvest in. He is the Lord of the harvest. And praise God, you are the people that come out here on Wednesday and Sunday, and you have sold a world of seed. You've sowed it, praise God. And now the harvest is yours, and you need to begin to act like it. And praise God, one of the ways you get a harvest, Becky told me years ago in the old theater building, I just didn't understand it. But she sang about it and taught about it. She said, you dance in advance. Everybody wants to dance after the fact. But those that harvest, they dance in advance. There ought to be somebody in this building that ought to be praising God like you just got $10,000 or $100,000. You ought to be praising God because you see your little daughter, not where she is today. You see her in this altar. Your faith sees it. You ought to be praising God and magnifying God. If you are believing God for your harvest, I want you to come down here and I want you to begin to praise God like you've already harvested crop, like the revival has already happened in your life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.